For college students, the first semester of the academic year is well underway. Kids are busy making new friends and adjusting to classes and dorm life. But unlike previous generations, these young adults are more likely to report anxiety and depression. And that has campus mental health centers struggling to keep up with the demand. And HPR correspondent Cheryl Rich-Kern visited two colleges in New Hampshire and files this report.
Keene State College senior Aiden Baldock sits near a window in the student union. As classmates in the atrium banter over summer escapades and coursework.
Bye, Emily.
As an English major, I want to work on the pieces I have here, but I also have dreams of writing a novel. I have dreams of working on maybe a game or two.
Baldock maps out his future in a relaxed cadence, but says he's not always that way.
I suffer from anxiety and some bouts of depression.
He describes his first panic attack. He was a freshman at UNH before transferring to Keene.
And I can remember just being on the corner on a normal sunny day. It's beautiful outside. Couldn't remember where I was going. I couldn't know what I was doing. Pains in my stomach. I have swimming thoughts. I was just so...
At the urging of a friend, Baldock sought a therapist on the UNH campus.
What a counselor can really do is just listen actively and guide you to your own conclusions.
Baldock is one of an increasing number of students who look at the campus counseling center as another vital asset, much like the climbing gym or the football field. Joan Gluding currently runs the counseling center at UNH.
For sure, usage is up, and it's up everywhere. The first day the counseling center was open this semester, we had 60 intakes in that one day alone. We're busy now, and it will get busier.
For UNH, that's a 60% spike in therapist visits over the last decade. Across the country, the number of students who see a therapist at college is growing at 5 times the pace of enrollments. That's also the case at Keene State College, where Brian Quigley runs the counseling center.
About 65% of students who come in are issues around depression and suicide, anxiety and adjustment to phase of life, and other issues of identity.
Quigley says one reason for the surge is that more students with pre-existing diagnoses come to college who couldn't before. That's because newer psychiatric medications manage disorders like depression and bipolar. But Quigley also indicts a digital culture that favors virtual rather than face-to-face communication. And that means students develop superficial versus authentic friendships.
Things we disclose or not disclose, the level of vulnerability and intimacy in those relationships is dramatically different. And so when I think a lot about what today's generation struggles with, I believe that their depression tends to be related about how they feel about themselves and their relationships with others.
But social media isn't all bad, says Quigley. For example, this generation knows how to use it for emotional support. And they're also more willing to go to therapy.
I don't want to be a freshman.
Rosie Muse is a junior at UNH. She rushes into the cafeteria a little late for our meeting, her wet hair pulled back into a ponytail.
Beginning of my sophomore year, ended up having my first manic episode.
Her parents took her to the Portsmouth Hospital.
Turns out I'm bipolar. So although I was so exhausted, I still had so much energy that I just couldn't sleep, couldn't do anything. It's a very overwhelming experience, especially in the midst of classes.
After 6 days in the hospital, Muse went back to school, but not before going to the counseling center.
It really helped me because they understood everything and helped me transition back into campus life.
Muse now sees a psychiatrist off campus. Most college counseling centers can't treat students like Muse long-term, and many, like UNH, aren't open after hours.
One day, I was having a really bad panic attack. I wanted to hurt myself, but I didn't want to, so I just needed a safe place to be until it passed, but it was a snow day.
The counseling center was closed.
There was, nowhere for me to go.
Eventually, Muse called a friend. Ted Kirkpatrick is the dean of students at UNH. After getting calls at 2 a.m. about students in crises.
It was then that I realized this is not good.
Kirkpatrick says this past year, the university sent 42 students to a psychiatric emergency room. In the last 4 years, the counseling center increased its budget nearly 25% and added staff. And Kirkpatrick says that college counselors need to expand their hours.
I've charged them with figuring out a way that there can be a licensed clinician in the state of New Hampshire who's on our staff in the middle of the night that I can call if I need to, if I have an acute incident and a student in real crisis.
Kirkpatrick hopes to have a plan in place before the end of the semester. In New Jersey, the suicide of a university student prompted a new law that mandates colleges to provide trained therapists round the clock. Ohio and Texas are considering similar measures. Keene State College handles after-hour emergencies with a hotline that connects students to mental health professionals in a remote location. Colleges are trying to reach their students before a crisis hits. At UNH, senior Kirsten Perserisi took an online course that simulated real-life conversations around suicide. So when a student she didn't know posted ideas of ending her life, Perserisi knew what to do.
So I just wrote to them on Facebook privately. I told them if they needed anything, I was there for them. And she was a little defensive at first, but she came around after just a few conversations back and forth.
Perserisi also runs the Stop the Stigma Club on campus that gives students with anxiety or depression a safe place to talk. Similar efforts happen at Keene State, where Allison Sonia heads the Active Minds group.
I love you, ladies. You're beautiful.
There's a lot of stigma around not feeling great. So people will always try to play like they're doing awesome. And I'm sure that some of them are, but also maybe not.
And Sonia says college students shouldn't have to struggle alone. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.